I'm good at math. Come on, guys.
All right. Yeah, she's Asian. She's good at math. All right, Bobby, hit us with some more lines.
All right.
I want a fatty.
We got a...
A girthy.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to be fucked up right now.
I think these guys already are.
Hit me up with some fatty line.
All right. Here's a classic right here.
Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the DL Gaming Podcast. Here with the full crew, Chad.
Hey.
Emilio.
Yo.
Chi.
Hello.
And me.
Bobby.
Yeah, cue the alarm as soon as we started recording.
Yeah, that happens sometimes around here. I don't even think anyone can hear it.
I can definitely hear it.
It sounds... That is quite the alarm.
Yeah.
Should we cut it?
Should we start it over?
Nope.
All right.
This is happening.
That was 30 seconds in the can. We're keeping that shit.
All right.
Before we started the podcast, Bobby said, like to announce that we're ready to go. And I was just thinking, today I was playing Bastion and I was trying to announce that my ultimate was ready. And he doesn't speak. So that's how he did it. He goes, just letting them know.
Are you sure it's not like Sandstorm? Do-do-do-do.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be awesome.
The rude Sandstorm.
There's a riot over the fact that when he was at TwitchCon, he did not play Sandstorm. And everybody was like, I just got trolled.
He was on Darude? He went to Twitch?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was like one of the headliners.
We'll find out more later.
All right. So before we get into this, a few announcements. T-shirts on the website, new design. So lots of sizes there, mediums, lots of mediums this time.
As soon as I get it, I will model it for everybody because not just Chad looks good in that T-shirt.
And that was the worst picture. That was just like a throwaway picture that I meant to just send you guys, and now it's on the internet. So.
By a throwaway, he means that was the 50th.
No,
try.
Literally the opposite of that. But so I appreciate you guys putting that on the website for everybody to see. So nothing is sacred anymore.
Yeah, your gut's showing a little bit on that.
I know.
One too.
Also, I'm starting to do the giveaways for our Patreon givers. We had our second one, gave away some really good games, including Hotline Miami 2. Grim Dawn was in there.
Wow, Grim Dawn?
Yeah, Grim Dawn.
That's one of our favorites, Emilio and I. Mm-hmm. So
I think Fig Sack picked that one up.
Nice.
So I think I explained all this a few weeks ago, but just to recap quickly, it's the better games that I get my hands on, I kind of put those off to the side, then every so often I'll give those away to our Patreon donors. So if you are a Patreon donor, check your messages and look at the list. And also included in that message that I sent out was the DVD commentary that we did is finally out.
Woohoo!
The Street Fighter one.
Nice.
Finally out there for people to hear.
I kind of want to go back and just watch it and see
we should
how,
all watch it sober and
how
with popcorn.
Shit-faced we all were.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be any better watching.
I think if you guys really enjoy this DVD commentary, we should do a video commentary next time just to like up the level a little bit.
I'm down. Just our faces, not the actual movie.
Bobby fights us every time we try to do any kind of video.
Right?
He's just not about that.
Yeah,
life.
He would probably like be the most photogenic in the entire group.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's a compliment. You
I
can take
know.
It.
I did say, however, like in the message that I put out there, that we may put in some extra behind-the-scenes stuff, so like unreleased episodes that never saw the light of day.
Uh-oh.
Do you guys still have
really?
That?
Really?
Anything that's ever been pulled was because of my mishaps. So.
Uh-oh.
Well, there's stuff like our very first episode from like almost 3 years ago.
More than 3 years ago, right?
No, it'll be 3 years in November or December.
And Bobby, you have that video of me losing my shit, like laughing mm-hmm. so hard.
Yeah,
the
you were
video?
Off camera.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, that could possibly be in there too. So yeah, that'll be accessible by anyone who's donated on Patreon.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And this is the second week in a row that we're all wearing headphones. Hope you guys are comfortable. I got the earbuds on here. But last week we did it because we had some audio we were incorporating. And this week I've got something that I stole from the Doug Loves Movies podcast. They have a thing that they do on there that's always my favorite part called Doing Lines with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, I guess you saw Mark Wahlberg in theaters this weekend.
Deep Horizon?
Yes, sir.
Was it good?
It was good.
Deep Throat Horizon. Oh, sorry.
Was it good?
Deep Water Horizon. It was decent for a Mark Wahlberg movie. Not bad.
What's this podcast, by the way?
Doug Loves Movies. It's movie trivia. It's okay. Doug Benson, famous stoner.
And oh, yeah.
He has like comedians and celebrities on, and they do like movie trivia. I've seen him record it live here. He's from San Diego. He's actually from East County, which is the part of San Diego that I'm from. But I've seen it live. And the first time I ever went to see him live was 2 years ago at Comic-Con. And this guy that they introduced as Mark Wahlberg got up there. And I'm like, holy shit, Mark Wahlberg's here?
Yeah.
Wow, he's gained some weight. Oh, he doesn't look too good. And then as the show progressed, I realized it's a Mark Wahlberg impersonator. And he's hilarious. I can't remember his real name right now, but he's so funny. And he does this bit on the show where he comes out and he says, like, movie lines from movies, and you guess what movie it is. But we're going to do something like that here, except it's lines from video games, obviously.
Cool.
Now, these are games that some of you may not know. I've got ones that are really easy, some that are a little hard, some from older ones, but all of them in some way have some significance to one of us or all of us.
Okay.
So sporadically throughout the show today, I'm just going to, you know, we'll stop
where we're at.
I'll be like, you guys want to do some lines? And then we'll do some lines.
Sweet.
I think my goal of today is to see Emilio lose his shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We heard a story about Emilio. He apparently, if he rides roller coasters, he just loses his shit.
No, it wasn't me, dude. It was Rudy.
No, but you were saying when
I lose my shit on roller coasters. I can't even.
Is this metaphorical or literal?
Wear your umbrella hats, everybody.
It could be a little bit of everything.
No, I can't. I even communicate with people. Like, I laugh hysterically and cry the entire time. I love them so much.
Yeah.
They're so much fun. But back to Rudy. We were on this crazy one that has.
Who's like, a friend of ours? He lives below us.
Not social status wise, just literally right below us.
Well, he's Mexican also, so below us also.
So anyway, it's a very steep roller coaster, and I look over at him because I'm in hysteria because I'm having so much fun. I'm like, "Are you sharing the fun?" And I look over, and he's passed out, and his head bobbing up and down to every bump in the track because it's a wooden one. It's like, and I'm like, "Dude, you passed out." He's like, "No, I just closed my eyes a little bit."
Wow,
he said the sun was on his bald head or whatever.
That's what he said.
I'm pretty sure he blacked out.
He was out.
Those are the funniest YouTube clips of all time. There's people passed out on roller coasters to this day. I haven't laughed the hardest. Yeah. That and bootleg fireworks.
Dude, you know what makes sense too is like he joined the Navy, but he didn't. He wasn't a fighter pilot. He ended up a dentist. I think that's why.
Yeah.
He can't make it past.
He wanted to.
G1.5.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Roller coasters are fun, but I don't know. I don't get as much out of them now that I'm older.
Really?
Yeah. I love roller coasters. Like they have that huge. They get the one that they have out here by the beach. Is scary because it feels like the thing's going to fall apart at any second.
Yeah.
Belmont Park. What is that one called?
The Giant Dipper or something like that.
I can't remember, but it's the one out in Belmont Park, and that thing is rickety.
I was driving by it yesterday. My assistant was like, does that thing work? I was like,
yeah,
it works. It looks like an antique. Like you look at it, and people, when they get married out here, they go on that, and like they take their wedding pictures on there, you know, with like the whole wedding party in there. Yeah, that's like a thing a lot of people do, and I'm like, oh my God, you're all going to die.
Feels going to get caught in something. And then,
To bring it back to video games, I've had this idea since I was 16 and was rolling on roller coasters, that they would put something over your head while you did the roller coaster, and you could experience the roller coaster. But then you could watch something else, like you're doing actual fighter planes, or you're in like.
Oh, I think Universal Studios does something.
And they just
like
started
Harry
doing
Potter,
that,
right?
Yeah, but my idea was like, you know, you do the roller coaster,
like,
and then every
in a
time,
VR?
Yeah, like VR or live action that follows the same movement as the roller coaster. But it would be cool because you could select which one, and everybody could do their own kind of view, and it would be fun. Or you could take it off and just enjoy the roller coaster, you know. And it's taken them fucking 20 years to get this idea it just seems so obvious. But anyways.
All right. Well, let's do some lines.
Okay.
This first one is kind of for Chi here, because I know you guys know it. And I feel like this one's more for Chi.
Hey, not those kind of lines.
Should we not answer?
I caught that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's. Who's on your shirt, by the way? I'm trying to figure that out.
It's Lord Gaiman.
Oh, yes.
I gave my boyfriend the like the meanest, tightest, like titty twister today because he's like, who's that on your shirt? Oh, Lord Gay Boy. I was like, oh, no, you did not. So
yeah, it's such an odd expression.
Rubber Nuts the other day is like, who's that guy? Yeah. Somebody put up a meme.
Are you serious? Yeah,
somebody put up a meme of him. He's like, it's funny, but I don't know who that is. He got lambasted.
You got a good sense of humor, Rubber Nuts.
Little side note is our Discord chat's been going off. Like, yeah, lots of people.
I actually joined in the other day. Yeah. Nobody was around except for Captain Gummy and Beirut.
Yeah.
Beirut.
Yeah.
Beirut.
It's cool because the chat just stays there. So you can come in later at night and see what people are talking about it. Yeah.
And it tells you which messages are new to you specifically, where you can pick up again. And Bobby, you were saying you can't search by your mentions.
Yeah, there's got to be a way.
No, there is. There's a button in the top right.
The smartest person in the room figured it out.
just click on the at symbol and you'll see a list of every mention you've had.
Anyways, the Discord channel is up on our website.
No, it's not on the website. It's on our Steam group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where on our Steam group?
It's one of the three links. You're allowed to put three links on your Steam group, and it's right there. You can't miss it.
So come join us. We're on periodically, and lots of listeners are on as well. So.
All right. Back to Bobby's game, though.
Yeah, sorry.
We're serious.
So this one, it has some significance with the podcast. We've talked about this one quite a bit. Let's see if Chi was paying attention. All right. I've got a few here from this one. We'll see if you get on the first one.
Be the big cheese on your block with a wheel of the good stuff. No one has as many friends as the man with many cheeses. Not in the mood for cheese.
This one's tough.
An excuse has more holes than a slice
Seems
of this
like
fine Gorgon bear. Be the big...
Rat king.
Yeah, okay. Seems like a rat king.
Well, he likes cheese.
Talking about lots of cheese.
He's trying to it seems like he's trying to push it on.
Yeah, like you selling it maybe?
Yeah.
So, maybe he's a vendor of cheeses?
Almost, just from the accent. Like, when I hear that, English accent, British accent, whatever, I think of Bioshock. But he started talking about fucking cheeses, and I don't know where to go.
It's a little unfair to Chi because she's played the game with the new cheese voice, and you're using the old cheese voice.
Wait, a new and an old cheese voice?
Any idea what this game is from?
I haven't seen Bobby this happy in a while.
You haven't spent enough time in Cecile. Yes, Divinity.
Good job.
It's yeah. But
they got a new voice actor for the cheese vendor in the newer version who is really does not sell it as
ever.
Well. Yeah. So, yeah, that is the cheese vendor.
Yeah. Update on where I'm at in Divinity. I just broke into the Force. So I completed all the initial, Cecile.
You mean you and your...
Max and I. Yes.
Let's include him.
We're going to play tonight after we go to the gym. We reward ourselves with Divinity.
Nice. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And I listen to the podcast, guys. A great way to listen to the podcast is when you're at the gym on the treadmill.
I do that sometimes too.
Not really running, just kind of walking on an incline.
That's good.
Great way to listen to the podcast. If you're not on the treadmill, get on the fucking treadmill and listen to us while you're on the treadmill.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to do one more, and then we'll save some of the rest for later. This is an easy one. Everybody should know this one. I'm going to play it. Play a few lines from a character here. Let's see if you guys can figure it out.
What?
Oh, that's the Pyro from TF2.
You got to give the listener at home a chance.
Yeah.
Actually, you were saying you guys.
Is.
I thought you meant us.
I
thought we were racing.
No.
Where's my buzzer?
I would not have gotten that. But
really?
Now that you say it, I haven't played TF2 in so long.
It doesn't click at first, but then once you hear it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the fun part about this. Can you figure out what he's saying? Listen.
Alert. I got alert.
The first one I can't figure out. The second one, I think it's incoming. Here, listen to it. That's got to be incoming.
Yeah.
And then the last one's got to be medic, right?
Medic.
But the first one, I don't
know. Huda.
It sounds go to fucking hell to me. That's what I hear.
I guarantee you, you can find it on the internet, what they're actually saying.
Yeah.
It's literally Kenny, right? From South Park?
Yeah, it's deciphering Kenny.
Pretty much. All right, so we'll save some for later. Let's move on to games coming out this week. Well, not necessarily this week, but Gears of War 4 is coming out October 11th. Anyone interested in that?
I might be interested in that, even though I'm not a console gamer. Gears doesn't really come out on PC, does it?
This is the first time.
Fucking way.
Yeah,
but it's through the Xbox app or store or whatever, so...
Questionable.
So that's all in the big story if you guys want to cover it there. I mean, or we could just get right into it. I'm going to be buying Gears 4 because you can do the main campaign in co-op. So if Bobby wants to do it, Chiyu, you want to do it, or it's a $60 game, but it's got an 88 on Metacritic already.
Is it co-op or
co-op through the main campaign?
You can co-op the whole main game.
Oh, yeah. We should tag team. Guys,
can you do four player?
What?
Can you do four player or two player co-op?
I think it's only two player.
Honestly, okay. I feel like for our next game challenge, we should do a co-op tag team where the both of us play co-op games. Okay. We have to beat the game and then like what it was like playing, and we'll like names out of a hat. This thing, you know.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Fun.
What do you mean, like me and you beating like, you Chad know how, and Bobby?
Yeah, you know how Max and I are playing Divinity, and you and Bobby are playing Divinity,
right?
So it's like that, but with DL Gaming, and then we just pick a game that has co-op, and then we both, all four of us play through it, and then we kind of like review it. Our experiences. I like it.
I'm down to get Gears 4 if we're gonna play
do something
this
like that.
Play
do
this
something
as
like that.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't bought a $60 game in a while, so I'm down to doing it if we need it. Well, I've always hated on Gears of War because it's another one of those Halo style games where the console gamers are saying this is really good, but it's the same thing that PCs had for a while, and they think it's the shit. Like Destiny came out, and all the console gamers were like, "Oh, this MMO style, loot drops and all this stuff," and I'm like, "Dude, get on the fucking bus!" Like what? So like, I've always hated on Gears of War, but this one actually. And the other thing I hate on is these giant hulking guys with guns and chainsaw weapons. Like, it's just so cliche and so, like, 12 years old. You know, like, it feels like an 8-year-old designed some of these games. But given all that, the fact that it's getting really good reviews,
Gears is a fun game.
Yeah, the structure of Gears has always been a decent game.
Yeah.
But I've kind of hated on some of the aesthetic options that they've picked. But this does look interesting to me, and the fact that it's the first time on PC kind of intrigues me too.
I never really thought about it, Chad, but like that always brings up the physicality of their characters. But comic mm-hmm. book's been doing it forever, and they get a free pass.
Yeah,
right.
Correct.
Isn't that weird?
When you said an 8-year-old did it, all I'm thinking about is the sketch where you know, you're drawing a guy, and then you make his 8-pack by drawing like 10 U's on his stomach. So
maybe that's what you were drawing. I was drawing different things.
So Mafia 3 came out. It had some performance issues. So it's kind of like when Batman came out. I don't know if this is a good game or not because the reviews are so mixed. But I don't know. I read some, and all the reviews, negative ones I read were because of the performance issues. Also, it was locked at 30 frames per second. Huge uproar about that. Tomorrow, there's going to be a patch that lets it go up to 60 frames.
Why is this still a thing? I don't understand. Hasn't there been so much?
Every time, dude.
Hasn't there been so much backlash that, like...
I'm sick of talking. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm literally sick of talking about this shit.
The PC version is always such an afterthought for these companies. They're making most of their money on console games. Well, so it's like, why would they even care, you know?
Yeah, and Batman was even done by a different company. They outsourced
I'm actually interested in this game, technical issues aside. Like, I kind of feel like I would like this game.
So someone that's more involved in Mafia than me, tell me why this is different than GTA and or Saints Row.
I think it's a more serious version. I don't, you know, there's some silliness in GTA.
A lot
of silliness.
Yes.
And this,
I've never played any of the Mafia games, though. And I know the other ones you can get for pretty cheap now. I just feel like this one's going to be a lot cheaper in the future. And I might as well just play Mafia 2 because I've heard that's a very good game as well.
So this Mafia version is, I think, taking place either the 60s or the 80s.
Right,
or
after Vietnam. So I think it's...
It's like the 70s.
Did you see the fro in that chick?
Yeah.
That
gets the time period away. All right. So a few big games coming out. Next month is going to be a lot, November.
I did want to mention,
for sure.
Gears 4 is one of these only games that the PC version is rated higher than the console version.
Ooh.
So maybe they did a
better
banged up
graphics.
Job.
Well, that's going to look great, too, because it...
Yeah.
What was that Roman game that we all played? Son of Rome, Rise.
Rise.
Son of Rome. I mean, that looked amazing, and I feel like this one's going to be like that as well.
I think Microsoft... and I could be wrong because I don't know the technical side, but I think Microsoft works off the same PC base that, you know, that PCs do. So they should have an easier time going from Xbox to PC versus doing PlayStation or Nintendo to PC. So given that, then it makes sense about it having a good port version of PC?
And that just comes up with the big story, or what I thought was a big story, just that has Microsoft really, have they finally done the right thing to get on PC gamers' radar? And they're finally on mine. Like, they put three games exclusively on their Xbox app. I guess we call programs apps now. And it made me download it today, and I'm downloading Forza as we speak. And I'm also going to buy Gears of War 4. So where are you guys on this? What do you think about...
For me, I feel like it's overdue. I remember selling Xbox 360 games back, like, what, 6 years ago now? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, this is such a great game, but they're missing an entire market.
Yeah.
And it's because I can't port over these games, but it's... but hopefully now, you know, they're finally getting it right in terms of just making a so-called designated console game quality enough where PC gamers can enjoy it.
Yeah.
And what are your feelings about having to download a second? Oh, and so I bought Forza. So I downloaded the thing. I say, okay, I want to buy Forza. And then it took me to the Xbox version. So I didn't want that, and I couldn't find the PC version. So then I had to go to the search. There was a lot of way more clicking there should have been to find what I needed.
Like, it didn't recognize that you were on a PC and wanted to buy the PC?
No, it like, defaults to the Xbox version.
Oh, weird.
But if you buy it for one, you get it for the other one automatically.
Oh, so maybe that was it. Maybe you could have just bought the Xbox one because you would have gotten it for both.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't want to take that risk. I didn't know that at the time.
Did you write consumer feedback on this?
No.
Angrily write a stern letter?
All I do is complain. I never bring up anything.
I do both. Excessively.
So you guys have no problem downloading the client? Let me finish my story. Sorry. So then I click, I want to buy. You can't buy it directly from the Xbox client. It opens another app, which is the Microsoft Store.
This sounds complicated.
Yeah.
It's overly complicated, yeah.
Oh, no.
But, I mean,
see, when I
got there in 2 minutes instead
when I did
of
Quantum
30 seconds.
Break, though, I didn't feel like it was overly... Yeah, they have a launcher, but... I get the same thing from EA. I get the same thing from Blizzard. I get the same thing from Steam.
But this is
like,
two launchers.
Are you talking about the Xbox app that's built into Windows 10?
Well, I had to download it separately. I didn't have it installed already. But the Microsoft Store is installed in Microsoft 10.
I feel they're putting you through a test. Like, if you were a true PC gamer, you would be able to go through all the loopholes, whereas the console simpletons would be stuck just, like, spamming their A button because it's green, and green means go.
Yeah.
And...
I agree.
Another funny little thing. I haven't signed into Microsoft since it said 5/9/2012. So it said your recently played was BioShock 2, Batman Arkham City, Warhammer Dawn of War 2, and Halo 2.
Not bad.
I don't even remember playing Halo 2.
Mine would be Mass Effect 2.
2012? I have no idea. I don't remember what I played this week.
The last Xbox game I played was Mass Effect 2.
Wow. It's a quality game.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I have to figure out all that stuff, too, because I poked around in it trying to figure out how I could buy that game.
Sorry.
And I don't know. The new Xbox app is a little confusing. I mean, the Microsoft Store is something completely separate where you can buy games, apps, whatever. It's kind of like the App Store for iOS. But then the whole Xbox app, I don't know if that's a launcher. I know they have game recording things in there, but it's all... I don't know. I feel like Microsoft got kind of screwed on this whole thing because they're expected to support PC gamers. And whenever they don't give us enough attention, that we get really upset. But like,
I'm sorry.
There's no expectations on any other company. It's just because Microsoft has always been the gaming platform for PC gamers.
Not only that,
but rightfully so.
Yeah.
You
that's
are
what I mean.
That.
Yeah, but it's such a small fraction of gaming in general. It's like, why is Microsoft going to focus on that so much?
Leave it to Lord Gaben, that's why.
The problem is, you made all your money on us PC guys, Microsoft. Don't fucking back out of it now. Just because Xbox is sort of popular, we were the ones that made you guys rich. We were. So fucking support us.
I don't think that's how business works.
I'm just saying, like...
I might be way, way off here, but where are the numbers? What quadrant of gaming brings in the most money? Is it PlayStation, Xbox, or PC?
Yeah, consoles,
I think Lord Gaben just, like, you know, just... came into the picture. If you guys have never seen this, it's an amazing YouTube video where if you have ever seen Attack on Titan, and it's where like the master Titan.
What's it called though?
Like, I don't remember, but just Google Gaben Attack on Titan. Yes,
yeah, it's when they had the steam sail.
And it's Lord Gaben just like, you know, attacking the city with like his discounts. And it's just like, it's like, that's what, if that city was called Microsoft, that's exactly what's happening.
Every so often they, or whenever they have steam sales, somebody will make videos. They had a Lord of the Rings one time where they were assaulting that huge castle, and instead of all the orcs, someone like they did motion like tracking and put the discount symbols on each of them. And then it puts like subtitles at the bottom. And yeah, the first one from like years ago was that Attack on Titan one. So yeah, that was pretty funny.
Hilarious. Yeah. I love
What's funny is the reason I bought Forza and I'm going to buy Gears is because I know they're never going to go on sale. You know, because they're Microsoft games, and you unlock it for the Xbox, and Xbox games never go on sale. So I bit the bullet. I'll let you guys know how it goes next week.
Yeah. Why Forza? You had talked a little bit about racing, but why you're not normally a racing fan that I know of?
I covered it last week. Remember, I said I've been a fan of racing in the past. It's time for a new one. This is getting really good reviews. The only downside is the Xbox app is that's what people were saying.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a pretty big downside, if you ask me, though. I don't know. I have a hard time getting past that. All right. Well, let's talk about what else we've been playing. What have you guys been playing?
I have the most on there.
Yeah,
so.
You start us off.
I started streaming again, so start looking for that on our Twitch. What's our Twitch? DL Gaming.
DLGaming.net, I think.
There's a link from our website, DLGaming.net. And so, and also, I'll post it in the Discord.
It would be helpful if you had, like, which hours you were doing it, so you could...
I'm barely easing back into it. Give it some time. We played 8-bit...
You can kind of see me in the background occasionally.
Yeah. Usually rubbing my shoulders, telling me I'm the champion.
Usually, I'm trying to fix something that Emilio's fucked up.
Let's go, champ. No, that's true. Chad is constantly running over and being my tech support.
Which is sad because I'm terrible at it.
8-bit Fiesta, we tried that. That's a four-player party game, basically.
Wow, we're going straight into this. It's
the first one on the list.
It's kind of my highlight. It's kind of my highlight of the week. So let's get into it.
Yeah, it's a party game. And the thing that sets this apart from all the other party games is it has a built-in drinking game inside of it.
It says, you know, don't overdrink or whatever it says.
It gives you a warning.
It gives you
drink
a warning.
Responsibly.
Yeah, drink responsibly. Or something
and you
like
can
that.
Set how crazy you want to get.
You can,
anywhere from mom is watching to let's get crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's awesome because it tells you, determine what you want this symbol to mean. And then we're going to tell you how many you guys are drinking of this symbol. So we determined it was a drink. Emilio was being a bitch and was drinking beer, and
I'd already been drinking.
Jason and I were doing real alcohol, and so Emilio started winning because he was not drinking.
Okay,
he was drinking light beer, which is basically water.
And I'm better at video games, but anyway, that's just like the point. So there's a bunch of fun little characters you can pick.
I was naked, dude, the whole
time. There's a bunch of different little ones, like so many games. What, like 50 games, Chad?
Something like that.
Yeah, like 50 little mini games.
It seems like it steals a little bit from everything.
Flappy Bird in there.
Yeah.
There's a Flappy Bird. There's a. There, definitely from Mario. There's
the top down racing one where it's kind of like a.
Nitro.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever that's called. Like that one, yeah.
So it's a lot like all the other. Minigame games that we played.
It is very similar to
Bomberman.
Move or Die. It's very similar to Move or Die.
Oh, okay.
But this one is basically made for drinking.
Yeah.
And you don't have more than two buttons.
You think they would have worked that into the title somehow or marketed it
that
way.
Yeah, you really think you would have.
Apparently they got a 5 out of 10 from the developer's mother.
Yep.
That's what it says. We had a fucking blast.
Yeah.
This is so fun. It is exactly what it says it is. It was only $8. Mm-hmm. I want to say I paid less for this, but
so it's been in a bundle, and the historical lowest price is $314.
Did you mention this was is this couch co-op or
couch co-op? Yeah.
Okay, couch co-op.
You know, the true test of these types of games is do you go back to it? Because we played so many of these games, but then we always have those couple that are just like the go-to.
If drinking is involved, this is number one on the list right now, for sure.
But we could easily make Move or Die into a drinking game.
That's the thing.
This
Bobby,
one has,
what would Bobby drink?
This one has a built-in, like, when you go halfway
He'd
through...
He'd be doing lines.
Yeah. lines with Bobby.
Speaking of which, should we do some lines?
You guys ready for some lines?
Yeah, sure.
That goes great with drinking.
It does.
If you're drinking, like, you probably want to do some lines.
Yeah, we do want to do lines.
Okay.
He's the star boy of the group. 20 cuts.
I'm going to do an easy one for you. She, I know you're going to get this. Don't shout it out. Give the listener at home a shot.
No, I don't do the Amelia.
We're all going to get this. If you played this game with me, then you know I love to spam this.
Are you afraid to fight me?
Holy shit.
I know what it is.
I have no idea what this is.
I actually don't know. You said I would know. But I don't
Wait. Do it again.
You know I spam this. Lab Monkey knows.
Are you afraid to fight me?
I gotta say, I'm not impressed with the
voice acting
on that one. Yeah.
I even know the reply to that. Somebody replies to that.
Wait, you said I should know this, sure? And I don't know this?
Oh yeah, you should. Yeah.
Oh my
okay,
God.
So what are you good with?
I play it the most. It's Overwatch, and that's Reinhardt.
Yeah,
it's one of his voice lines. Reinhardt. But, yeah.
So today he said that, and Zarya said, "I think I've got this one, old man."
Really?
I do have replies. That's cool. yeah, I love that one. That's one of the things that you can unlock, and then you can get it in your emotes or whatever like that. And
oh, I just
throw up my shield and spam that just to troll everyone.
You got another line for us?
Yep, let's do one more line here. All right, this one I think Chad and Amelia are going to know. Chi, you'll never get this one. This is...
And watch me, like, just blurt it out.
If, you,
if I know it, can I blurt it out?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to?
Oh, yeah, but you won't get this. This wow. is...
So much faith.
Something we brought
much
up
faith. Wow.
constantly on the show. Always,
it's
always
gotta
talk
about
it. It's got to
be Smite related.
Oh, fuck that game.
No. All right. There's a couple of them here. I'm just going to play one of them.
Fans, remember to keep your eye out for the Bongo and the Gooch Mayhem in the AM Morning Mad Zoo Prize Patrol Bus, both before and after the game. Also, keep your eye out for Bongo's driving. He's had 3 DUIs and a hit and run in that thing so far. Watch your step, folks.
We bring this up.
You're like giggling like little schoolboys. What game is this?
It's the best ever.
I haven't even played I played it once. I think maybe twice. But
this is a game from probably about 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
It was our first MOBA.
Honestly, no. At first, I almost thought it was Borderlands, just by with like.
Yeah,
tone.
He's kind of got the.
He's got that tone.
The handsome Jack.
Let's do
tone.
One more with his co-casting.
Yeah,
I hope it's the one with Shelly. Shelly's my favorite one.
No,
you couldn't find it.
No,
damn.
Now, Chip, is there any advice you would have for avoiding a banana peel?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, avoiding spending time in South America is the first step. Second of all, when you're in the produce section, you want to focus more on your lettuce, your grapefruits, your carrots. Avoid the bananas because they're really slippery.
Schoolboys, what is it?
It's Super Monday Night Combat.
Super Monday Night Combat.
I would definitely not get something
and
like this.
So much of it, I went through like all the announcers. They had like a half an hour of just the announcers talking. And that's what made this game so great is these didn't get played out. You didn't hear the same one over and over again. There are so many of them. These happened while you were playing the game. And Super Monday Night Combat set up where it's like people are watching you, the player, like you're in a sport. And then you have the announcers talking. And, it was almost like you're always waiting for your favorite line to show up. And when they play it, you get all excited, you know, like you just heard your song on the radio. But
awesome.
They never really got played out.
That's cool.
Yeah. Super Monday Night Combat. There was also some good ones with like the characters in that. Like they had the ex-wrestler. Like he had some good lines. But I miss that game.
Me too. Too bad they can't. I don't come up with
another
new version.
Super Monday Night Combat. Well, that's where they threw like...
Third-person MOBA.
It was a third-person MOBA.
Oh, okay.
Set up like
almost like
sport.
Smite.
It was before Smite.
A lot like Smite, yeah. It was like a third-person over the shoulder.
But they were trying to do multiple levels, and Smite is always one floor.
Yeah, like the jungle was up, and you had to like climb up things to get to the jungle. That was a really good game, and I don't know. I don't know if the community bailed or if the developers kind of gave up on it or what happened. But
I think they just had to work on their title.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of...
Well, it was based on another game that they did,
there was
right?
Monday Night Combat, I think. And then Super Monday Night Combat was the sequel. So it was kind of confusing, too, which one is which. All right. I've been playing more Punch Club. I've been playing a lot of that game.
Did you end up beating it?
No, this game is actually hard to beat. I went through I went through day after day trying to like get better at this game, and then I figured out I was doing some stuff wrong. But this game, like it, you look at it and you think it's a simple simulator game. Like, oh, they did 8-bit graphics and it's like, you know, all these other simulator games, but it's not. There's so much to do in this. And last time I wasn't sure if like you had to pick which path you want to go down. Like, do you want to be like the crime fighter? Do you want to be the street fighter? Or do you want to be like the boxing champ? But I think you can do all of them. And I think like each one kind of advances the story a little bit more. So I've been kind of going through the story just a little bit. I've been testing things out, seeing what works. And it's a really good game. Like, if you like these simulator games, this is probably the best one I've played so far.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
It seems like a good controller, like a controller must game. Is that right?
No, it's not like a platformer or anything. It's a sim game. It's just clicking. Game. Yeah, it's clicking on things. It's like a management type style game. But I'm really enjoying it.
He talked about it last week while you weren't here, so
yeah, you're missing the bulk of of
what I had to say about it.
Yeah,
how far do you think you are on it?
I don't even think I'm halfway.
How much did it cost, Bobby? Again, do you remember?
I think I got it on sale for like $5. It was in a Humble Bundle.
So bang for your buck is crazy, right? Mm-hmm. Through the roof.
Yeah, I'm at 14 hours on the game.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is the game you're playing in between HOTS rounds is basically how you're treating it.
Well, I stopped playing HOTS for a little bit and got into WoW because I needed to take a break from that. And then I started playing a lot of Punch Club. But yeah, it's one of those games I've been playing in between and really suits that well. But
are you guys going to get back into Overwatch come Halloween? Oh, no. I think I'm jumping
I never
again
left. I played today.
Yeah, he's been playing a bunch.
I'll be gaming tonight for sure. Boyfriend's out of the house.
Let's do some Overwatch.
And
after I'm done with my raid.
I've always felt that.
So cute.
Yeah.
I've always felt that, like, I can't get any better than I am at FPSs.
I could have told you that.
Because I'm fucking. I'm old as shit.
What's your season rank? I'm low.
2,500 or 2,600?
Oh, you're higher than me.
Might be 2,600.
You're higher than me.
Yeah, I don't play.
You're luckier than me.
Gee, step your game up.
I know. I need a game more. I'll see you guys online on Discord.
So anyway, I've always kind of like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks or whatever. So I'm as good as I am. I'm pretty good. I'm above average, I guess. But I've never like thought I could get better. But I've been really trying to focus on getting one thing better at a time.
Well,
so
who's
all this
your
week,
highest? You know how they say you're only as good as they say if you're the smartest guy in the room, you're in the wrong room. And it's almost like, you know, you are a collection of your five closest friends.
Right.
Who's your highest ranking Steam Overwatch Blizzard friend?
I don't know.
What?
He plays solo.
I never talk about ranks.
Oh,
yeah. And I don't play with people very often either, yeah.
Yeah, he solo plays.
That's why. I bet you could get much higher if you get carried.
That's why he's trying to get you to play with him.
Yeah.
Duh.
I know the best carries.
So this week I've been really, really focusing on not getting flanked and seeing what the percentage is of me getting flanked from a certain percentage and checking from that angle a lot more. My point.
Very
there,
analytical. Like,
I'm doing so much.
Get it? That's
true.
I get
true.
It. <It's> anyway.
Sorry.
No, I don't get it. Explain, Chi.
What's the joke? Said, my focus is to not get flanked, which is coming from behind, which is normally, you know, he's upping his awareness,
which
would be analytical, but since it's focusing on the flank, it is analytical.
Thank you for explaining that.
So anyway, maybe you don't get better at the game as a whole if you just keep playing, or at least I wasn't, but if you just focus on one thing at a time, maybe that's the way.
There's a whole... The Dry Bear, you know, we used to watch Dry Bear videos. He had a whole series of critical thinking, and he would he would kind of go through one thing that he was trying to get better at and would show videos on why he's trying to improve on that. And I think that it works. I think most people don't think of gaming as, you got to think of gaming as a job if you want to get better at it. Mm-hmm. If you think gaming as just pure fun, then enjoy it and just be pure fun. But don't get mad when you don't get any better because you're just doing it for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm happy where I'm at because
I'm awesome. I feel like that's like that's the casual way of thinking when it comes to
but that's
gaming.
Okay too, Chad.
But no,
it's fine.
I heard something the other day. It's where for competitive gaming, it's like I'm playing competitive because I care. You know, it's I care about how I'm doing. I care about my performance. And people asked him why he was getting so angry when he played competitive. And he's like, it's because that's why you play competitive. You're supposed to
I must care a lot
fuck.
Then.
You're supposed to give a fuck about, you know, how the game comes out. You know, yeah. the outcome of the game.
And if you rage quit, you care too much.
Yeah.
Oh.
Overly care.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So what else did we play?
Chat?
Since we're talking simulation games, I have just started scratching the surface on a mobile game. So my whole thing is I stopped playing Galaxy of Heroes. You're welcome, Emilio.
Jeez.
Which kind of opened up a hole in my whenever I game mobily. And I've been playing Clash Royale. Just a quick note, our listener FigSack started a clan, which I joined. If you're interested in doing Clash Royale with me or other listeners, the clan is called F-Tards. F-T-A-R-D-Z. It's an open clan, so if you're interested in playing Clash Royale, join that. Anyways, so I've been playing that. But like I said before, like it sometimes punishes you for playing Clash Royale, so I don't play a ton. So I've been, I downloaded, it was one of these top rated games. It was called, it's called Tuber Simulator, and it's from PewDiePie, which I hate with a burning passion. But his games are always really well ranked, and I don't know if it's just because his listeners just uprank everything or if it was because of that. Anyways, I'm playing Tuber Simulator, where you're basically, it's a simulation where you are a YouTube
star
or whatever, and mm-hmm. you put videos up. I'm not enjoying it that much yet, but it was like a 4.8 or something on Android, so I was like, okay, I'll give it an honest look. So I'll
is follow it a free up. Game or
yeah, it's free. It's it one of the things it does that is nice compared to other games is it doesn't just play ads. You have to actively make the choice to play an ad, but
it will rewarded for it.
It will reward you
I
for
like
it.
Those ones,
and I appreciate that. Yeah. It's like if some games every like 15 actions or whatever it yeah. plays an ad and it just
it's
gets frustrated.
Yeah.
yeah, this one let me make the choice. If I see value in it, I'm going to do it. So
Soda Dungeon was like that.
Yeah, you're right.
You pay to get money.
So I appreciated that. It doesn't show ads unless I actively say yes, and obviously it will try to entice you to do it, but it doesn't overly entice you to do it. So I was appreciative of it. So it's been interesting so far, but it hasn't really held my interest.
Hey, Bobby, where we're at right now?
45 minutes.
Okay, cool. I played a lot. Well, I kind of played a lot of stuff. I finished Valley. There was probably 2.5 hours, I don't think, is near. I don't know. I came in at around 4 hours, I think.
Okay.
So, but I was taking my time.
But you're a terrible gamer also. So
I was looking for secrets and stuff.
A four-hour game total?
It's a good game.
What's up?
It was
4 hours, yeah.
It's worth the price.
How much did you pay?
I might have paid full price, $14.99.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was on sale for $13.99, but I think regularly it's $20.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, it's all relative, but yeah, $14, $10 if you can get there.
I have a tendency to never play short games. If short games don't attract me,
didn't you like? I remember you brought up one, and you're like, "This was the perfect length."
Well,
7 inches.
About girth, guys.
Oh, my bad.
No.
I guess that was gone, huh?
No. No, Soma, maybe. Soma was one of the shorter games, shorter of the games that I play. I have a tendency to play games and just give them up before I ever make it to the end.
Oh, gotcha.
Almost everybody does now.
Yeah.
So many games. That's the only reason I brought up that I beat Valley, because I haven't beat it.
It's like, who beats games anymore?
I don't know what the last game I beat was.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Half-Life, Place in the West, was free. I downloaded it expecting a game. What I got was a comic book. It launches like a game. It has the same sounds as Half-Life. You open it up, and it's just a comic book. It's well-received. I wasn't in the mood for reading. I rarely am, so I just deleted it. So, I don't know. If you want to get some more lore on maybe the Half-Life universe.
Wait a second. You didn't even read this?
I read like half of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think this could suffice as an app if they did Valve?
They could have done it anyway.
Comic app?
They don't do apps, we've come to find out. They do software or they do games. So this is positioned as a game, which is one of the reasons why Emil's bringing it up. Like, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've never seen any less of a game than this. Like, even the interactive novels are interactive. This is just a comic book.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know you could do that. Mayan Death Robots is a one-on-one Worms type game.
That was your one.
Okay. Well, you just said it twice.
Name drop worms, and it's a winner.
So, yeah, you play these robots from outer space that...
Somebody was on acid when they fucking made this game.
It's way over the top. Your intergalactic space robots that fight on different planets for a TV show. And each planet is a different season. So this is the season of Earth during the Mayan Empire.
Oh,
so
very nice.
The robots dress up as their gods. So all the Mayans are like, yahoo, woo, like trying to cheer you on. And they add a lot of complexity to the game because you have to kill their... There's too many things here to list on how much... It's not just lobbing missiles at each other. It's lobbing missiles at all kinds of different things. And
the goal is to destroy the other person's core, which is separate than the guy.
Yeah.
And you can kill the guy, but all he does is respawn the next turn. So you can do it, but it's not really the goal. The goal is to actually kill the core.
To go for the nexus.
Yeah, and you can kill the core a couple different ways. You can do enough damage to kill it, or you can drop it off screen, and that will kill it.
Yeah, if you take all the Earth away, it'll fall off the screen, and you win as well.
Yeah.
Did you guys play against each other?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And we had a really good time.
I ended up losing more than I won, but I
had experience coming
in. Attribute that to him being better than me.
What's the up to two players?
It's two players.
It might be too much. I was thinking about it. It might be too much going on with four players.
No, but there's all sorts of... Okay.
Warps is great with more players.
Your aliens that came down to Earth, now you're playing this turn-based game where you're trying to shoot each other's core, but Mayans are going around, but then there's conquistadors who are killing the... But then on top of it, it's a TV show, and so when you're doing the campaign... when you're doing the campaign, there's like... different elements that change each episode. Like one has raising water that'll kill, or one has a boss fight. So there's so much shit going on. It was fun, but at the same time, it was like, I was like, okay, wow, what all is going on? This is too much.
I think the problem, not for me, but then again,
oh yeah. And then there's the spinny wheel for
a random
bonus. Yeah. Items.
There's a lot going on here, but I played more than you do. So I had an easier time digesting it because I had longer to digest it. Even on top of that, all the stuff we listed, there's boss fights too. And I think a game that's so simplistic in its actions, like all you're doing is picking an angle for a missile and shooting it. So there's not much to that. So you might as well just pile on all the other stuff. And it keeps it fresh. Since you're not doing much, I think adding all this other stuff makes it better. I really enjoy this game.
So, like, 6 months, a year ago, you played this really brightly colored tank shooting game.
Shell Shock Live?
Shell Shock. Right. One of our
Bobby
listeners...
played it, right?
Yeah.
One of our listeners was trying to get us to play it recently, which...
Anyway.
But anyway, I guess you didn't play it, so...
No.
Okay.
I talked extensively about Shell Shock Live, though. That is a remake of a very, very old game.
Called Shell Shocked?
No, called Tank Wars. This is back, right. I think I played this on like a 386 or something way back in the day, and it was my favorite game back in the day.
You bought it for nostalgia, mostly, right?
Yeah, but I actually did enjoy it. They built in a lot of like that stuff that every modern day game has, you know, unlocks versus like different types of campaign modes, and it really added a lot to the game, and it was really fun. But it was all about trajectory and angle and physics and stuff.
This too,
yeah. So I imagine this is a lot like it, but it says shared split screen, so this is not something you could play online with people. Is there any value in the single player on this game?
I was having fun.
It's a campaign, and you play against an AI.
And for what it is, I like the way that the campaign was integrated, because the producer of the TV show is telling you, like, hey, this is going on for right now, so you have to do this for the TV show. And you get to pick between two different things. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. The funny thing was, the whole time I was playing...
I felt like you really liked it, but you're saying you don't.
No, I did like it. It just was...
Too much.
It was one of those games, like, it's ridiculous for ridiculous sake, and it's fun. But then at the end of the day, I would have no interest in playing it again. It was fun for the hour or two that we played it, and then I just was like, it left my memory. What I did find interesting is, because it's all the Mayan gods. It's like Hunbats and Shibalanke and all this. It just made me want to play Smite again.
Yeah.
Because I was like.
Kabrakin's in there.
Yeah. Shock is in there.
Shock, yeah.
It was like, man, this is making me. I want to play Hunbots. I want to throw my fucking monkey at somebody and do my stomp.
I really want to play it for the Wave Survival. Let's try to get some time to do it. Oh, you're going to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, it's $14.99. That seems like a fair price.
Yeah. And it's one of those games that you have a lot more fun if you can do couch co-op. But
yeah. I really feel like the fact that they're coming out with still couch co-op games, I appreciate that.
Because
couch co-op is, for a long time, I felt like was dwindling.
Yeah.
And now I feel like there's a heavy emphasis on it.
Yeah,
it's on the up and up.
Yeah, I think the AAAs like dropped it, and then the indies picked it up. Yeah. And then the indies picked up steam, and now the AAAs, like Gears of War 4, are picking it back up again because they're like, oh, wait, there is a market for this. Oh, we should probably do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And then Alien Swarm is an old Steam game.
And I played it a while back.
I think everybody here has, right? Mm-hmm. Was it initially free? It's free now.
When it came out,
it was free. And it was the first game that Valve... No, it wasn't the first game Valve had put out. But there was something...
Yeah.
There's something new about it when it came out.
Maybe Friends List inside of the game? Maybe something like that.
It was back when there was no like free-to-play games like 6 years ago. And then Valve came out with this game that was surprisingly good. And it was completely free. And it wasn't like they were trying to upsell you on anything else with it. It's a twin stick shooter that you can play with up to four people, and you're just mowing down hordes of aliens and trying to progress as far as you can through each level, basically.
Yeah,
it was a fun game.
I was joking with Chad that I don't have to buy Gears of War 4 because I was having so much fucking fun with this game.
Dude, we were having a blast.
We were having a blast. We only played for
this was a request of Mbrad. He actually requested 2 weeks in a row, so I was like, shit, we should probably fucking play. So.
I kind of rolled my eyes originally. I already played this, but then I have a renewed... I want to play it right now.
Yeah, it was fun.
More than anything else.
Four different classes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's the officer, the heavy weapons, the medic, and the tech guy.
Yeah.
We were playing two players, and I was usually the medic and usually dying.
If there's an alien invasion, Chad is the worst person ever.
But
he friendly fired me the entire time.
He
would step into my
sight line. He keeps distracting me by moving into the light.
Good thing XCOM isn't co-op, right?
Yeah.
I feel like...
But if you need somebody to open a door or weld a door,
Chad's
I am the fucking man.
If we're invaded by doors, Chad's got it.
Yeah.
Invaded by doors.
I am the man when it comes to doors. shooting moving objects, not so much.
Let me tell you how the second level went. He died 25% through, and then I finished the entire level.
My goodness.
And he was watching me.
It was clearly 30%, and after I died, I continued to contribute by letting you know.
Emilio, I have this sense that you baited him.
Yeah, it's
true. Are you a baiter, Emilio?
Not at all. No. Yeah.
He is the master baiter.
Oh, baiters. Yes.
I'm honestly.
The master of baiters.
That joke is a million years old.
Come on.
God damn it, Chad.
You set me up perfectly.
And on that note, let's do some lines.
Yeah. Do we have more lines to do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We still got some left.
Yeah.
If not, I can call the guy.
It's only 5 in the morning.
All right.
Dime bag of pure the Colombian lines. Yeah. Let's do this.
All right. Let's do an easy one. A couple of weeks ago.
You say that all the time.
I've got every one.
I haven't heard a hard one.
Everybody was here for this one. If you've been listening to the podcast for the last couple weeks and you're in on it too, everybody should get this one. No surprises here.
Overcooked.
An illusion.
God damn it.
Wait, play it again. I didn't hear the second part.
An illusion. What are you hiding?
That's good.
That's the follow-up line that he'd say.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know that's what you're screaming out all the time, Bobby. I just forgot what game you were referencing.
You forgot.
Come on, you know this.
The worst game ever. The one that
would be Where the Undead Are.
Yeah, Where the Undead Are.
You saw today an undead from this game today. You said, "Oh, an undead. I haven't seen that in a long time." Today.
I said that?
Today.
Yeah.
Today.
The game is World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft. Oh, yeah.
She started drinking, and the memory. The memory is the first thing to go.
It's a quest line where you're walking through something.
An illusion. Yeah. Bobby, do your best impersonation.
No, I can't do
it. Come on.
Spot like that. All right, here it goes.
On command?
Yeah.
An illusion.
That was spot on.
Wow.
Amazing.
Spot on, Bobby.
He even looked like the guy for
pretty
a second.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. You got one more for us?
All right. Let's do one more here. This one, I feel like everybody should get. It's a classic, all right?
Okay.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum.
Okay.
And I'm all out.
It is. It's a race, right? It's a race. I fucking want it. I fucking want
Which do you kick him? Which one, though?
Yeah, okay. Let's,
that's yeah, got to be...
I'm just making sure we're all familiar with the classics.
I wonder if that was an original line from that, because I've heard it so many times since then.
Well, the first time I ever heard original. That line was from a movie called They Live. It had Rowdy Roddy Piper in it. It was directed by... It was the one... You always see this parodied. It was the one where he puts on the glasses and then he can see, like, the true world and everybody's, like, these weird skeleton people and they're, like, sucking the life force out of humanity.
Are you sure this is an actual thing?
No, it's a movie called They Live. Yes. And it was the first time I had ever used this or I'd ever heard this line before.
But was that before or after this game?
This They Live, I want to say, came out early 90s, maybe late 80s. It was before this, so I don't know.
Well, they got a...
That's a great line.
They got Dazed and Confused says, I came here to do two things, drink beer and kick ass, and I'm all out of beer, or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it was something that was popular for, like, the longest time. Like, it's just something everybody said.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I came here with my mead and sword, and I'm all out of mead. Like, it's been exactly. around for thousands of years.
The original memes, so to speak.
They Live, 1988.
Oh, Year of the Dragon, also the year I was born.
Okay.
88?
Yeah, 1988.
Jesus Christ, I'm fucking old.
I like
Holy
being the
shit.
Baby. I
Please
like being
never
the baby
mention that again. Holy goddamn.
I feel old, you know, in comparison to a lot of the people I talk to.
Fuck me, straight in the gonads.
And let me cover this last game. Lichdom Battle Mage. Terrible title.
I don't think that's how it's pronounced.
Lichdom?
I think it's like Lichdom. Lichdom.
Lichdom? Damn near rectum. Wait, how does it go?
I don't
We're
know.
Full of the just the
rectum damn near killed him.
Yeah, oh, I loved it. Yeah, I love it. I mean,
all right.
This is a first person single player game. It's on the
Oop, that's my bad.
Unreal 3 engine, I believe, or
might have been 4.
Yeah,
3.5.
The only reason I'm bringing 3.5. It up is because it's definitely last gen graphics. 5.
It wasn't ugly graphics.
No, but it was last gen.
It was last gen. Yeah.
If you want to go by gens, it's okay. It has this dynamic spell system that's very intricate, and you could do all kinds of things, but it doesn't amount to much. Like I did all kinds of modifications to my spells, and didn't see besides the damage going up. The effects didn't change. It was just very, very, it just continued to be the same thing.
It's like putting a spoiler on a Corolla.
Yeah. Well, see, at least you would notice that. You can't notice anything that you do on this one.
That was one thing they were bragging when this game came out. I think they had the developers on PC Gamer, and this game I was really excited for. It sounded cool. They wanted their whole thing was like, we want to make the playing a mage be badass again, not like, you know, a frail, fragile mage.
Squish.
Like, we want you to be fucking shit up. But they give you all these different things that you could mix and put together. But the big problem with it that everybody said was exactly what you're saying here, is it just didn't make any difference.
It happens a lot where I like that I came up with the same thing that is a general consensus. That tells you exactly what the problem is. You get all these other spells, spell classes, but it's like, why would I start my new one at level 1 when I have my fire all the way up to 35. It doesn't make any sense. This is burning right through. It's getting all the job done.
So a million options, but you're still just doing the same thing.
You're still doing the same thing because it's the most efficient thing to do. You know, I'd rather beat the game than make it fun, I guess. I don't know.
Honestly, in my opinion, it comes down to the enemies because, say, if you come up with enemies, you're using fire the whole time, but then you suddenly face an enemy that is immune to fire.
Now I'm
you
sure that was coming, but I played it maybe 2 hours.
Obviously not, if that's a complaint about the game, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
But it's an easy solution. You have enemies that have
just
different
put fire
issues.
Guys in. Yeah,
or you have like minion swarms that summon 100 things, and you got to deal with them a different way. Mm-hmm. It felt like when I was watching you play, it was the same enemy type. One was doing range,
they
and one was doing melee.
They basically come down to range their melee.
Yeah, and so that's the problem.
They might look different, but that's basically... And I had one way to deal with one and one to deal with the other. And that's all I was doing. But that said, even though the combat is really repetitive, the combat was fun. It's the saving grace of this game. It's not the spell system. You basically have to stance between your different schools of magic in order to get things done. And that part was fun. And it has a little bit of... what's the game where you're constantly backpedaling? Serious Sam. A little bit of Serious Sam going on. Mm-hmm. You're backpedaling a lot.
It's just a constant stream of enemies.
Yeah. If you can get this game real cheap, it might be worth taking a look at. But
oh, you can get it cheap. Yeah. I think it was on Bundle Stars for like $1.
Oh, wow. There you go. Mm-hmm.
I've given away like 3 copies of
How
this game.
How much is it now?
I think it retails for what, 15 or 20? Let's see here.
$40.
40.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, wow. No, you don't want to do that. It's been in a bundle 3 times.
Bundle Stars for $1, yep.
Yeah, Bundle Stars for $1. I'm telling you, I've given away 2 or 3 copies of this game just on like the weekly giveaways. You can get it very, very cheap here.
Definitely worth $1. I'd buy that for $1.
Cheese playing the role of Emilia today.
I'd buy that for... Are we doing lines again?
We might need to.
I did, when I took this audio class about 1.5 years ago, we had to use Pro Tools, and our first project was to make a commercial. So I did one for the car from RoboCop, and like the last line was, I'd buy that for $1. Nobody fucking got it, dude. Just whoosh, right over the head. And this is not the first time this has happened. Like 8 years ago, I took a sign language class, and we had...
Wait. You took a sign language class?
Yeah, sign language. I thought it would
more
be easier.
On this mystery of Bobby's dark past.
Dude, I don't. I
wrestler, bullfighter.
The more I hear about
space astronaut,
the more I hear about Bobby, the more I realize I don't know a thing about him.
No, it's amazing.
I got an interesting history.
Yeah,
but
who would have known the most interesting man in the world is literally right here.
The sign language class we had to do, like, we had to translate a song in sign language. I did something from Nightmare Before Christmas. Same damn thing. Went right over everyone's head. Nobody knew what it was. I looked like the weirdest guy out there. I did the song Jack's Lament, where he's, like, talking about taking off his head and reciting Shakespearean quotation. No, nobody knows what this is from. They're just like, who the fuck is this guy?
All right.
That happened to me, like, 2 months ago. I was in an office, and I had to do some work within the office. And a lot of things have to happen in different areas. And this place, it's a group of architects. There's blueprints all over the place, like everywhere. We're completely surrounded in blueprints. And they're having a hard time conveying what they need done. And I said, there's a group of architects in front of me. I said, if we only had a blueprint. Fucking crickets. Crickets.
Well, they're architects and engineers. What the fuck? You expect them to have a humor?
They are known for their sense of humor there.
So I had a similar thing where in college I had a speech class, and I decided it was a 6 to 8 minute presentation where you had to teach the class something. So I decided to teach them how to do a Rubik's Cube. 15 minutes. It was a 6 minute presentation. 15 minutes. I still wasn't done with the Rubik's Cube because I was explaining each step.
Oh, right.
And,
he's really good at Rubik's Cube.
Finally, the teacher was like, you're out of time. And
by the way, if I was a podcast listener right now, I would be like, he went to a speech class. Chad, really the stutterer?
Well, it was college. So that's what happens. Oh, you have to take like a communications,
yep.
So that was my communications class.
Oh, communications. All right. Yeah, it sucks when people don't get your references. That's all I'm saying here.
Bobby, in everybody's defense, your references might be a little obscure. a little.
Remember that time that you were in sign language class?
Yeah.
We can all remember,
yep,
right?
Yep.
You guys are missing the point. Oh, Nightmare Before Christmas. I think that's an obvious reference.
That's a lot of people.
What was the other one that I referenced earlier that I was talking about? I can't remember now.
I don't know. I've been drinking.
Oh, Knight Rider's car. Knight Rider.
I'd buy that for $1.
I'd buy that for $1. Yeah, RoboCop.
Or not RoboCop.
Yeah.
What is that from RoboCop?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a commercial on RoboCop.
That was also from the Nintendo games, Super Smash.
No, Smash TV.
I'd buy that for $1. He's got those 2 broads on his arms. Yeah.
Broads, huh? Yeah. Wow.
Well, those were definitely broads.
They were broads. Those are some broads.
I got a little question. Maybe a listener can answer this for me. So Smash TV back in the day was an arcade game. It was a dual stick shooter with actually 2 sticks, right? You pushed one direction to shoot, one direction to move.
Maybe the reason that's why they called that.
Yeah.
It's the first one I can remember.
There was another game that I played in the arcade that was more about aliens, but it was also a twin stick shooter.
Mm-hmm.
and it was one of the most fun games I ever played. And I cannot remember what the name of the game is.
I don't know either.
But it was the same era of Smash TV, and you were on like an alien ship, and you were fighting against aliens.
I don't know, but I think we need to visit Dave and Buster's for this.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. Dave and Buster's. Let's do this.
Oh, we were at a car.
There you go, Dave and Buster's Lab Monkey.
We went to an arcade this week.
Later.
Chad
and I and our other friend, we went to an arcade, and we got our asses handed to us on the Street Fighter machine.
Shout out to CoinOp in San Diego. Yeah. This one Asian dude.
It's always an Asian dude. I've
always an Asian dude.
Yeah.
This is the
or
second.
Or an Asian girl.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. There you go.
But if you go to Dave & Buster's, they don't have the classics there. I mean, they have like all those new ones with the motorcycle. I think they have Roy there.
All I care about is the jump rope game.
No one's getting that reference.
Roy's in Nintendo?
Oh, man. No. All right. You guys watch Rick and Morty, right?
Obscure.
Yeah.
Negative.
Your references are obscure,
Who
Bobby.
Who has cable TV anymore?
You went back to the rug store, Morty. You totally wasted your... Roy. He's playing the game Roy.
It's yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
This guy's taking Roy off the grid.
Right. Gotcha now.
Holy shit. I need to go back and watch Rick and Morty
it's
again.
It's one of the best Rick and Morty clips ever. Maybe not the whole episode, but that specific part was great. Where they're at Blitz and Chips, which is basically Dave and Buster's.
Oh yeah, is that the where he lives his life?
Yeah, where he lives a life.
Roy. Yeah,
he doesn't have a social security number for Roy.
That's funny. I forgot about that episode. Holy shit, that was a depressing episode. They're all depressing episodes. Let's be honest.
They do have some sad ones.
All right.
So last week, you were not here, so you didn't get to tell us about TwitchCon that you went to.
Yeah, I'm so excited to catch you guys up on my experience with TwitchCon. If you actually managed to make it to this part of the episode, look forward to more. So I did actually listen in on the last episode, and I am so upset.
I was completely wrong.
No, you weren't wrong at all, in fact. But you did a really good interpretation, but you did a really bad job at actually showing up at TwitchCon.
Yeah.
No thanks, Chad.
That's true.
I was texting him in all caps. I'm like, Chad.
I got a lot of texts from people that were expecting
Chad.
Me
there. And no response.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Chad!
Yeah. And then
he's like,
it was pictures.
At that point, Chad,
drinking.
You should have just tried to buy a ticket outside the place. That's what I would have done.
I thought about it. I thought about going and saying had a ticket.
Easily, you and Emilio, you and Chad are two very buff, intimidating looking gentlemen.
Yeah,
you could have easily harassed some nerd just walking downtown and stole their badge from him.
Yeah.
Like seriously, like on Halloween, if he had a pillowcase full of candy, you guys would have just taken that badge. Anyways.
You have my badge. No, but you will.
Well,
but
unfortunately, all my fighting skills are from Street Fighter, so they don't work in the real world.
And a skinny Asian dude just schooled him on Street Fighter for about 4 hours.
Yep.
So to start off my interpretation of what TwitchCon was for me, first and foremost, I only bought the ticket for Saturday. I bought the Saturday-only ticket, and I also bought the after-party ticket, so I can tell you a little bit about that, too. And in order to sum up my TwitchCon experience, I wanted to make a haiku for you guys. Hmm. Not that I'm like some wannabe Japanese girl. I wrote this haiku. So if you don't know what a haiku is, it's a poem with five syllables, seven syllables, and then five syllables. And generally, there's some reference to nature in there. And this is my TwitchCon haiku. Flooded by purple. Excuse me, are you famous? Let's tweet our selfie. That was fucking TwitchCon in a nutshell, in a haiku.
Why purple?
Well done.
Because purple, why purple?
Yeah, it makes sense.
The dude with the purple microphone cord.
I do enjoy purple. Purple is my favorite color.
Anyways, TwitchCon is purple's, purple is TwitchCon's, Twitch in general's color. And everybody got a free TwitchCon purple grab bag, and everyone was wearing purple to the nines. I wasn't wearing purple. Actually, I wasn't.
You were supposed to go in cosplay. Did you go in cosplay?
Hell fucking no.
I was also supposed to go
with Tickle Bitty's amazing girl.
Sam, yeah. That didn't happen either.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's talk. Sorry, no. I'm sorry. Stop laugh crying. All right. So, no, TwitchCon, it's on Saturday. It was the busiest day. I went in, I picked up my badge, and that was easy. The line lasted 2 minutes at most. There was a lot of selfie taking. a lot of selfie taking. I'm not just saying for myself, but for everybody general. Out there, yeah. This entire event was more like a networking event. It was that once in a lifetime opportunity to meet the people you know how we are all PC gamers, and not all of us are as fortunate as us to be able to get in the same room and enjoy each other's company, not just over the gaming hemisphere, but also in real life.
Yeah.
And I feel like TwitchCon kind of satisfies that. It not only is a convention for people who are enthusiastic for video games, so even though you're not a streamer, you can go to this con and enjoy yourself, because there were a lot of, you know, just things that are up to date and current on the gaming, in the gaming world, like the expo you were mm-hmm. referencing. I spent a lot of time in the expo. But then it's also that moment where, as long as you are on Twitter and are texting people, you went out of your way to find that one person that you've been talking to all year but haven't seen all year. And it was a good place to do that.
Where did you meet up with any of your viewers?
Oh, yeah. All but I did. I met up with one of my mods, and I have a great story for that. But I basically had a punch list of people I must have seen while I was at TwitchCon, because I knew they were going to be there. Mm-hmm. I hit everyone but two girls, and I'll get them next year, hopefully. But so I went to TwitchCon Saturday, super packed. I actually went with my boyfriend, Max, who is a console scrub / pleb, as anyone would call him. I literally joined an Overwatch game the other night, yeah. And they asked about my boyfriend, and they're like, oh, is he a gamer? First question, all the time. Yeah. Once I found out about my boyfriend,
Max is
he a gamer?
He'll is soon to be a gamer, like
a we'll PC see.
Gamer. like he wants to be.
Yeah,
he wants. Mm-hmm. He likes to be involved.
Yeah,
very your
he likes to get in it.
Yeah,
he identifies as PC.
Okay. Well, anyways, moving on. So I went with him, and he basically played my bodyguard the entire night. So I go out there, pick up my badge, we get in, and it's just flooded with people in purple t-shirts. You can't tell who's who apart from whatever, but you know that everyone there has a love for Twitch and video games, so you know you feel like you fit in right away, even though it's like an overwhelming crowd of people. Yeah, these are my peeps. And what's so funny is that before I even did anything, I actually was noticed and called out on. Like, someone was like, Smoochie! I was like, whoa, fuck wow. No.
That's
no
awesome.
Way. That is like a touch of fame, even though I am a scrub-ass streamer. Sorry, guys. I really apologize.
Now you know what Kim Kardashian feels like.
Yeah. Wait, Kim Kardashian, who's that?
Slightly. Yeah. But no, reference. I actually did get called out by one of my viewers who is also a streamer.
Did they get a pic with you?
No, we didn't get a pic, but what? I bumped into him like three times that night. It's like he was following me or something.
Step your game up.
But anyways, no, but it was pretty surprising. Yeah. Stop it. It was pretty surprising. Pick. I actually got a call out, and I was like, imagine walking into a convention, guys, and someone's like,
I get that all the time.
Flopsy.
All the fucking time. Yeah.
Your gamer tag or... Just kidding. Anyways. No, it was cool. So with the convention, it was huge. It was at the San Diego Convention Center. There were a lot of panels. But the biggest thing, which you already referenced to, was the expo.
Yep.
When you go into the expo, it feels like any other video game convention where they have different booths set up, different giveaways. Everybody was just trying to find extra pins to stick on their lanyards.
Oh, okay,
so
gotcha.
When you're in the expo, you dabbled, but only for enough time to grab a free pin and then like move on to the next one. And it was great because I got to try out some new games. I got to talk to some indie game developers. And I did see that, what's that big game? Battle Right? Not Battle Right. It's the one where you said it's like sports with...
Oh, yeah. What was that one? What did I call that one?
We just talked about it last week.
I know. It was like the main game last week.
It's an Amazon game.
Yeah. What's cool about it is that for every person... I did not, because I didn't want to wait in line. Who waits in line? Anyways.
She's a girl. She doesn't wait in line.
I don't wait in line. But, when they were about to play this multiplayer game, on the big screen, they actually took photos of the people you were playing against, and it actually looked like a legit 5v5, like you were an attorney. I like that about the expo. That was a lot of fun, where they actually made it more about the gamer rather than the game itself.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
I did appreciate that. One extra fun fact about me and the expo, this actually made my night. If you guys are Hearthstone fans, you might know about It's Hafu. It's Hafu is the very first female streamer I ever followed. And she's the reason I got into Twitch, actually.
Oh, cool.
She's this Asian girl that I idolize because she is a legit gamer. Yep. You know, she doesn't rely on tits. She relies on, like, video game ability. Yeah, WoW.
Did you chat her up?
Hearthstone. No, she was on stage and she was throwing loot into... Oh, my God. That's awesome. A gamer. Yeah. She was throwing loot into the crowd, and I was too far back. I was like, it's Hafu. Go long, go long. She throws loot into the crowd, but luckily I'm a girl. So the people that got all the loot, they actually saw that I was screaming for loot. And they threw their loot back at me. So it was like a second-handed, it's Hafu catch, and I got an extra Hearthstone lanyard.
None of that happened at the Republican convention that was there before.
Not at all.
Oh, God.
Mine.
Right? Exactly. No, but that was really cool. So the expo was fun. The expo was the place to try out new games and get loot. Beyond the expo, though, what I realized about everybody that was there, they were meeting up with somebody. Their purpose at that convention was to meet up with someone. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I wanted to see the faces in the area. I tried.
I was trying to be incognito.
I tried. So,
and if you're a stalker, this is like stalker paradise.
This is like posse mode. No, it's posse.
Grab him in the posse.
Yeah, grab him by the posse.
Yep, that's it.
Just hanging with my posse. Anyways, everybody had a posse. So when you came across a group of people, you're like, okay, who's the streamer? Who's the viewer? You can't tell who's actually famous or who's not. They all look like nerds. And it's great. It's a great thing. But that's the thing. It's like, it's just a great meetup, great networking, and a lot of fun. If you're into video games, Yeah, I did. I didn't go to a panel. I didn't want to just sit there and listen to people talk. I actually went to the cosplay contest.
Yeah.
That was fucking badass because the number one winner took home $15,000. You already talked about it.
It's worth looking up, guys, if you haven't seen it yet.
Guys, I saw it in the flesh.
Yeah, I bet.
This Reinhardt.
How tall was it?
He was huge. I don't know how he pulled it off.
How many cheese tall? Like
that's
two cheese?
Would you say? Yeah. No, that was like, honestly, that was at least 7 cheese.
There's no way it was 7 cheese.
It was 7 cheese.
Yeah, it was three floors. Tall.
Not in height, but I've told you guys, girth is what matters.
Oh, right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Right. Girthy. He was a girthy dude.
I thought you meant 7 cheese tall. I'm like, holy shit.
No, but it was awesome. I saw him get his $15,000 check. That was cool.
Yeah, but he spent at least 10 grand for that costume.
Who knows? Anyway, so I sat down for the cosplay contest. And then after a while,
How were the runner-ups? He got all the attention.
No, the runner-ups were great. I bet. Okay, there is one who
How many half-naked women were there?
No, not that many, but some really... Oh, Fran from Final Fantasy XII. Shout out to her. Ass. Amazing.
For days?
Not as good as mine, but hot.
For days.
Her cosplay was amazing.
Okay.
Okay, anyways, continuing on. From the cosplay contest, I had been at TwitchCon now for maybe 3-4 hours.
So you were drunk?
I was sober.
What?
I had my posse. I actually gathered a group of viewers of mine. I met my mod. I had my posse, my baby posse. And then after the cosplay contest, I was like, I need a drink. So you go up to the beer garden, and it's basically just
you can just drink
rooftop. They serve you wine and beer.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Kevin, my buddy Kevin got wasted. Wasty face.
Dude, that must be expensive.
No, probably. Honestly, okay, it's only expensive because my bartender was a 70-year-old woman. He charged me $45 for one Bud Light. That's how many times she overrang my card.
Are you serious?
I waited 20 minutes for one Bud Light, and
that's what you get for ordering Bud Light. Next time, order a real beer.
Maybe a Budweiser, but that's all they had.
Somebody raised the price on that one. I drink wine.
Oh, you want Bud Light? That's $45.
Okay, moving on from the beer garden that was awesome. This is the part you will love, Emilio. You know why?
Titties?
Gang beasts. Okay, so when you went to the beer garden, they give you a free ticket for more beer. During the Bud Light show. So if you went down to the Kappa Theater... They had Snoop Dogg and Shaq play against each other in Gang Beasts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and some other celebrities too. And it would be nice if they didn't take 25 minutes to fucking play Game Beast.
Yeah, you can't play right now. It's unplayable right now.
Yeah, they
you know
fucked
what
it up.
Snoop Dogg did? So, okay, first of all,
let me guess. Snoop Dogg, he rolled a fat joint and smoked it.
Basically, first off, Snoop Dogg was the red Gang Beast, which makes no sense because we all knew Snoop Dogg red's blue. And when he was the red Gang Beast, he literally hid in a corner and did not move for almost 10
minutes.
Was there
four players? Yeah, if there's four players, that's a valid strategy.
That is.
But no, so Snoop
everybody's
Dogg
just in their corner.
And then all of a sudden, like, they were trading controllers, and Snoop was Shaq, and Shaq was Snoop. And it was honestly almost a half hour of just people not being able to win at Gang Beast.
Yeah, you can't win right now. It's terrible.
I just left. Yeah. I left before they even announced the winner.
He was also playing Battlefield 1 at the other event. So
really?
That dude hustles, man.
Who, he's Shaq or Snoop?
Snoop. He's been in the game for like 25 years, and there's a reason.
Well, when I went to Kaboo, which was just recently down here, which is a music
concert.
Whatever. It's a music thing.
Festival.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg wasn't there, but DJ Snoopadelic was.
Okay.
It was literally Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
While some tracks were playing, he was just smoking weed while he was pushing play.
But it's him?
While he was pushing play on an iTunes playlist.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect.
And thousands of people showed up to watch him smoke weed while playlist played. Yeah. No, he occasionally did some rapping over his songs, DJ Snoopadelic.
At least
check him out.
Yeah, at least he didn't like say that he was going to do a concert and then do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So somehow 8 hours has passed since I've been at TwitchCon, right?
The beer garden helped.
Yeah, the beer garden helped. And every person I talked to handed me a business card with their Twitch stream on it. And I was like, oh, you know what?
Did you have a business card?
No, hell no.
Did it say DL Gaming on it? Rude.
No, I know.
First of all, rude.
Next year, we'll get it right, Chad. I know.
Seriously, maybe next year.
At least you showed up.
Maybe next year, I will have a roommate breaking up with somebody.
Stop.
While I'm trying
to
get my...
Let's not play the blame game here.
Okay, my bad.
We're all adults.
And I'm just hiding in the corner.
Yeah.
He's pulling a Snoop.
Just waiting for you guys to figure it out. Yeah. I'm running out.
You're the fucking red gang beast in the corner.
Somehow it'll be the only one podcasting next year.
For an extrovert like myself, I thrived at TwitchCon. Anyone I talked to had some story. I got to know about their stream, and I followed about 10 or 15 people post TwitchCon.
Is this your first gaming convention?
No, I've been to many a gaming convention. GameStop, thankfully, the first one. I went to Vegas during a manager's convention, and that was humongous.
Have you been to E3 and/or PAX?
Neither. PAX is my next hit list convention.
Which is the closest one? Is there an LA one?
That's E3.
Is there a PAX?
No, Seattle is the closest.
Yeah, PAX East and West. Yeah.
Maybe not many gaming conventions, but anime conventions and nerd conventions I've been to. EDM too.
Well, Comic-Con down here in San Diego is a pretty popular nerd con.
Which we should get into any of these cons. Can we do it?
Can we get a business?
More on that later. Let's move on.
A media credential.
Okay, so after all of the goodness, 8 hours of TwitchCon goodness, the after party. So the after party was a lot of fun because if there was good music, I got in there when T-Pain was playing and also Steve Aoki. So I stayed for T-Pain. I stayed for Steve Aoki.
Yeah,
this was like a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Nerds are cool.
Yeah. $25 for two beers. Be prepared, boys.
And we're used to paying that. Yeah. We're boys.
Yeah. We're men.
Congratulations.
They charge for drinks?
What? Did you hear? You have to pay money for drinks.
To the younger audience that listens, be prepared.
Okay.
But no, it was a lot of fun. Definitely had a legit crowd. No real dancers. The crowd was there, but they were all they were just standing.
They're looking around for Dance Dance Revolution.
The boys were on the left. The girls were on the right.
Right now. No, there were a good fair. There was a fair amount of women, fair amount of men. Not as many cosplayers as I anticipated,
boo.
But I did see some good ones, especially since I went to the cosplay show. Overall, TwitchCon, whatever reviews it got for its first year, I think the second year just like hit it out of the ballpark.
Oh, is this only the second one?
Yes, yeah. It's the second one. And it was in San Diego versus San Francisco, where Twitch is, it was headquarters at. And I think San Diego was a huger hit.
I hope they do San Diego next year so I can actually go.
Yeah, we should go. Even if it's in Frisco, I will jump on the Bun Mi bus with you.
Okay.
And it's an 8-hour Vietnamese bus.
Yeah, let's
Asian
do it.
Bus. It's clean, I promise. And they give you a Bun Mi.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, and we'll go up there.
Are you making shit
up? No, this is all real.
There's a Bun Mi bus?
A Bun Mi bus. It's not called the Bun Mi Express, but I call it that because
awesome. Oh,
it's
they
the
give you
only
one.
Public transportation that will feed you food.
Yeah, I love those sandwiches, too. They're the best
they're
sandwiches.
Good. They're good. We'll go.
What's better, the Cuban sandwich or the banh mi?
Banh mi might be my favorite
banh mi.
Because they're both very good.
Do we got any more lines, Bobby?
Got a few more.
Wait, are we done with TwitchCon?
We're done with TwitchCon. Okay. Again, okay. That haiku flooded by purple. Excuse me, are you famous? Let's tweet our selfie.
Half of those selfies were yours, though. Let's be honest.
When you say selfie like that, it takes up more than one syllable.
Yeah.
No, selfie. Let's tweet no. our selfie.
Selfie. Does have more than
that's
one
five. Yeah, that's five together. Let's tweet our selfie.
Yep,
yeah.
That's five.
I'm good at math. Come on, guys.
All right. Yeah, she's Asian. She's good at math. All right, Bobby, hit us with some more lines.
All right.
I want a fatty.
We got a...
girthy.
Yeah. Dude, I want to be fucked up right now.
I think these guys are... already are.
Hit me up with some fatty line.
All right. Here's a classic right here. Very memorable game.
Wait. Let me guess. Is this going to be easy?
For you guys, probably not, but I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
See, a lot of this came up during previous podcasts. I spent my first real paycheck, you know, the first official paycheck I ever got,
Paperboy.
With like a pay stub and everything like that.
This is
on this game.
Paperboy.
Okay.
Warcraft.
Wait. Like Warcraft. Yeah,
say it again. Say it again.
Wololo? Mm-hmm.
Wololo.
This is a thing.
Sounds like an orc.
Some listeners out there know exactly what I'm talking
about. God, they're just mad at us
I'm
for not
guess
knowing
it's
this.
Wherever your little snow icon guy is from.
No. That's pretty far. MS Ski.
Like snowboarding, skiing. Not even
that didn't even have audio.
Let's go to...
I want to hear this again. One more time.
Let's go to snowboarding.
Is he saying something?
Wololo.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
For clarifying.
Duh.
That's definitely an orc.
This is made by a monk.
What?
It is a unit in this game, and the monks convert other units. So you would hear this.
Okay, this is Civilization 3.
No, you're getting close.
Yeah, I know what it is. It's Microsoft's version of like a Civ
game. Yeah, you got it. Age of Empires 2.
Age of Empires 2.
Yeah.
I did play that. Oh, my God. AOE. AOE, everyone.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The reason I chose this one is because it was such a distinct sound, and when you heard it, you kind of panicked because you knew somewhere on the map one of your units was getting converted. So you had to search and find them and move them really quick so it wouldn't get converted.
Oh, so great.
Charms people to your side.
Whenever you hear the wololo, that means he's converting.
It's kind of creepy. Inherently.
Actually, I do fucking remember.
There's some videos on YouTube of just like a custom game where there's like 100 monks versus 100 monks, and they're all walking around wololo trying to convert each other. Like just a shit fest. If you look up like AOE 2 monk or wololo, like it's one of the first results up there.
Cool.
All right. I like that.
I have a random fucking question.
Okay.
How many of your main passwords are actually video game related? 100% of mine are.
Zero.
None.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob,
yeah,
but God.
I like to give my passwords away to whoever wants to steal them.
Yeah.
LinkedIn, fucking Yahoo.
No, but I'm just saying.
You can just have them. Here's my password.
My
buddy was like his password for everything was like Final Fantasy. I'm like, dude, that is the worst password.
Most guys actually do sports teams. My sister, she is conniving. My hot-ass older sister never, ever once failed at figuring out one of her boyfriend's passwords because it was always sports-related.
What
I don't fucking
fuck?
Get it.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got one more. God, you guys can talk about your lives here. Yeah.
She's happily remarried. Thank you.
Okay, remarried. Okay.
Women are crazy.
Yeah. Hey,
I've never been married once, so she's winning by two.
By two.
2-0 here.
Okay, this next one is from a game that I love. I don't know if you guys played it all that
much.
And they have some funny, what they call barks, what NPCs in games, the noises they make. And they always kind of crack me up when I heard it. So here's a few.
Hard contact!
Hard contact!
Center mass! Center mass, for fuck's sake!
Bring me everyone! Everyone!
That's all from one game?
Wow. Whatever game this is, I'm playing this tonight. Well,
Bring Me Everyone comes from a movie.
That's from a movie. Yep. Yeah, you know the movie?
Yeah, it comes from Boondock Saints.
Yeah,
it does. Oh.
Bring Me Everyone.
It's also in that one.
Everyone. It was spoken by Gary Oldman, who's known for... he's like Leonardo DiCaprio. He has these really emotional, outrageous
performances.
He always starts quiet, and then he gets big, kind of like in Fifth Element. He goes zero.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
Zero crates. No, it was the movie it's from.
Because it'll hurt more. No?
No, the Leon the Professional was the movie that this is from. And yeah,
Gary Oldman. You're so right. Yep. Yeah.
But let me.
God damn it.
I couldn't find what I wanted. The line that I wanted from this game was hard contact, hardest ever. And I'm like, really, dude? You really got to, like, put that last line in there. That sounds a little weird.
Let me hear it again, because those are some good ones.
It gives it away at one part. He says, shed your masks.
Hard contact!
Hard contact!
Send your mask! Send your mask, for fuck's sake!
Bring me everyone. Everyone!
I thought he said center mask.
Is it Army of Two?
No.
How old is this game?
Not very old. We talked about it quite a bit.
Payday?
Payday 2, yeah.
I was going to say Payday.
Payday 2.
But you didn't. It was, boom.
So Payload went through my mind, but it's not Payload. It's not Payload. That's Overwatch.
All right. I got one more. We might as well just do it just to get it out of the way. Get us through the rest of the show here. All right. This one is super easy. Everyone knows it.
I'm not even winded. Fire! 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 I'm burning! I'm burning!
Don't say it.
Play ball!
I mean,
it's TF2. Like,
it's TF again. Yeah. Why did you put two TFs in there?
Because there's some great voice actors in there. Yeah, but you know who it is in TF2, right?
It's the Scout.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew, but I'm a big deal.
He has some of my favorite voice lines in that game, too.
Well, he's the
I'm
most
not
talkative.
Even winded. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's got like that young Brooklyn accent, super cocky. Yeah. All right.
Fine.
Let's go to news.
Yep.
Yeah.
Talk a little news here.
Where are we at, Bobby? Silent.
Hour and a half.
Okay, cool. Can you scroll down a little bit? I can't see the news.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks.
HGC. We were going to bring this up last week.
HGC.
That's you. HCG, yeah. Been meaning to talk about this for a while, but Blizzard has kind of changed what they're doing with Heroes of the Storm this year. They're going to be doing a league format as opposed to just big tournaments throughout the year. So they're going to have a league. They're doing this all in-house, too. So the top eight teams in Heroes of the Storm are just going to be paid a salary if you're in the top eight teams, and there's going to be constant play. This is kind of what Korea has been doing for a while, but there's going to be constant games throughout the year, and then there's going to be like a few big tournaments.
Wow, that's
the
awesome.
Global championships. So yeah, it's kind of a big deal for that. I'm glad they're finally switching those.
So if you're getting paid by them, you're under some sort of contract. Do you have to like abide by certain rules once you're starting getting paychecks?
Probably, but I don't know, because this came up a little while ago when there was a little bit of drama and somebody like said something and
I remember.
The other person posted it on Twitter. And I don't know, if something like that happens, then they could get kicked out.
It's weird, right? Because we're the eighth best team in the world at this, but now we have to abide by these rules just because we're the eighth best.
Yeah, but then
team.
You're getting a salary. Like, you are guaranteed to get paid for 6 months, because what they're doing too with this, which makes it great, is they're allowing teams that are really good to break into the pro scene. So twice a year, every 6 months, they have like these open qualifiers where you can work your way up into that eighth spot.
Very
so
nice.
It prevents people from getting just, you know, because right now, like, a lot of people who are in the competitive scene are just like, it's all who you know. So they're all just kind of like jerking each other off. It's really hard to like break into it. So now if you're like right on the edge of getting in there, then you got your shot two times a year. Mm-hmm. Like, you can actually be that eighth team.
That's pretty cool.
And then earn yourself like 6 months worth of salary. And
I talk to people.
Okay.
I talk to gamers.
You know people.
Who are like, I watch the pro scene and I'm better than the pro scene. They say that. I've seen them play. I believe it because they're amazing teachers. But why aren't they pro if they say they're better than pro?
Some people don't have the chemistry. Some people don't play well with others.
There's also a lot of people, too, that play really well at home.
Mm-hmm.
But then they get in front of a crowd on a LAN and they just can't perform.
In fighting, it's called gym kings. Like, they fuck everybody up at the gym. But once it's time to fight professionally with the pressure... They can't perform.
Yeah.
So some people just don't do well when people are watching.
Yeah. And then there's people who are the opposite, who really feed off the crowd and do a lot better in those environments. Cloud Nine in HOTS was like that for the longest time.
Or Emilio. I feel like I do better.
At the end of the day, though, I think most of the games are team games. And if you can't perform with other people, it's
individual skill is not probably maybe not even the number one thing that you need.
Yeah, for sure.
But especially in HOTS, like being good at Hero League is completely different than being good in a competitive sense.
What about those people that dumb themselves down to just play with people they like?
Like Bobby? All the time.
By the way, I played some 3v3. We did a custom match.
Did you have to dummy yourself down for me, or did I do okay?
He does it with everybody. All three of us.
All right, wait. When were we supposed to play Counter-Strike together?
I know, seriously.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be any good at that game. I'll be the one getting carried in Counter-Strike. Yeah.
All right, so
news.
I'm going to force you into some hardware talk real quick, Bobby. I watched the 4-minute video that explained processors.
4 whole minutes?
Yeah, processors really quickly. And I never
made it that long.
I just always thought that i7 was better than i5, which is better than i3.
Yeah. But
that's not the case.
No?
No. According to the number, it's all about the numbers after that. So there are i7s that aren't...
i7 quad?
Yeah, it depends. There's a whole bunch of rating systems after... the i3, i5, i7, there's numbers and then there's a letter. The combination of the numbers and that letter has more to do than the processor.
Okay.
In general, i3, this is the way they explained it, Bob. In general, i3, i5, i7, but there are crossovers where you might not.
I mean, it's the same with everything. Like, the 1080 is top of the line, but 1070 is not. So the next one that comes out, is the top of the line better than the 1070? Or is it, you know what I mean? Like... It works with everything.
The
base product.
Pretty much any hardware, like, you can't go by name alone. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Basically, if you're paying a lot, it's better. That's generally the rule.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But sometimes you're...
You could pay too much for what you're...
Yeah. You're going to pay double for 10% more sometimes.
Yeah. The cutting edge is always the most expensive.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, not that I'm buying processors all the time. It's just that was news to me. It's, right?
Okay.
Anyway, cool. So Oculus Touch has been announced. You're going to get two controllers. They look they're pretty crazy looking, actually. They look kind of like the Vive controllers, but they have this like circle that goes around the entire hand. And I guess it's supposed to pick up how you move your individual digits. So you'll be able to like point inside a virtual reality. Also, there's a prototype where somebody's wearing a wireless Oculus now. So it can now be a standing experience too. Well, once this is released. So if they stay at the $600 price point, I guess not if it's going to be wireless. It's probably going to go up in price. But I think Oculus can now compete with Vive once all this stuff comes out. So we'll see where that goes.
Cool.
A guy took a jetpack from one planet to another in No Man's Sky. He just, I don't know, he rigged his jetpack to have like infinite thing. Anyway, he landed on some asteroids. I thought it took him like 12 hours or something. And he fast-forwarded the video, put it on YouTube. I thought it was interesting. Mafia 3, we recovered that. And then Overwatch, the Halloween patch. I'm more excited about that.
Yes!
Of course, Reaper gets the best one.
Yeah,
we talk about it every week.
Wait, no, I have seen you. Okay, explain this, please.
This happens. Message me and I don't see it.
For the moment that, I mean, for the actuality of me playing video games for once, I see that you're playing Overwatch on Steam.
Oh, yeah, you can activate non-Steam games.
Oh, I know that. But when I'm in Overwatch itself, Blizzard, you're nowhere.
Oh, that's a...
What is that? That's fucking bullshit.
That's a fault of Steam.
Steam? Or are you just
No. When I shut down,
he specifically banned you from seeing him. He told me this. He said,
"Really? Why?
Don't tell Chi this."
But, because I raged on. Yeah. Who did we play with that I totally raged on because we were playing with my boyfriend?
Some asshole.
No. It was you, me, Max, and
probably
fourth.
Me.
I think it was Rubber Nuts. But I raged. I straight up, the last time Amelia and I played together, I was so mad that everybody was such a fucking pleb that I. Fucking quit the game. It was bad. I rage quit.
Who would have ever thought that a female would have been the most aggressive player we had?
I really was. I was like, what the fuck? Okay, no, okay.
Satan called out.
No, my little brother is 3,600 on Overwatch right now.
We'll step your game up,
if you're better, he's going to train me. My little brother is going to train me at video games, even though I trained him at video games. When he was 7 years old, I'm like, hey, little brother.
No, you were paying it forward.
Hey, little brother, have you played Counter-Strike 1.6? Let me show you how to WASD.
Seriously. You trained him so that he could train you. Seriously.
Now my little brother is like, OP, I'm 2,200. He's 3,600.
Well, he plays and you haven't played as much.
Also another thing. Yeah. Have you guys done
You get
done
laid, he doesn't.
No, wait. Have you done a WPM yet?
What is that?
Words per minute. Do you know yours? Do you know yours? Tell me yours.
That's a good question.
What? You said you knew yours.
I'm typing. Yeah.
How big is your WPM, Chad?
120, I think.
What? Bull fucking shit. Nobody's at 120.
Yeah.
You're at 120?
I think
you're lying.
Are we talking about typing?
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
WPM, words per minute. I, for some reason, keep averaging at 75.
Yeah. No.
70, I'm at anywhere between 1 and 5.
What?
He finger types.
I finger type.
Oh, you do finger type. Yeah. My little brother is at legit average 111.
Yeah, I beat him.
No, he's in the 98th percentile. He's in the top 2%.
Let's finish this.
We got to finish this.
Yeah, finish
okay,
this
sorry,
off.
Sorry. Little Asian brother.
Brother.
OP. OP, little Asian kid. OP.
How did she get drunk? I don't understand.
You what guys happened? Did this.
Yeah.
I'm making up for Emilio.
Now I know how Bobby feels while he's watching.
I need to pee again. I feel like Emilio. Right,
let me wrap it up and then you can pee.
All right.
Overwatch, Halloween, very cool. Sombra, Leak. I don't care that much.
Sombra. And, McCree.
And for the sake of everybody and cheese bladder, for Bobby, Chad, G, and myself, titties.
Titties.
Pee
titties.
On your titties.
Whoa.